cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep.
Hi folks, we keep pretending. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October 26, 2007. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com for lots of free downloadable information on the various groups and foundations and societies which have helped to shape this world and who are the only ones who make a plan. Since the rest of us are too busy playing, obviously someone else is going to plan your life for you, and that's what's been happening in many generations up to the present. Also look into Alan Watt sentinel.eu for downloadable transcripts in the various tongues of Europe. And there's so much going on, but I always like to mention the aerial spraying because most folk don't bother, they're so used to it now, perhaps, or they don't see it. But this aerial spraying has been going on steadily in Canada and across most of the planet since about 1998. And before that, they were testing it out in different areas, primarily in the U.S., in different states to find out the effects on the public. And I don't know if people can look into the various bills being passed in the U.S. Congress, but one was passed a few years ago, which gave themselves permission to use biowarfare chemicals and agents on the public for tests. And that was very nice of them. And since they're the only ones putting the bill through, there was no opposition. And lo and behold, they've been actually doing it. But we've all been getting sprayed pretty well worldwide. It's even in China now, apparently. I've just got word that someone came back from China and they saw it happening there. So we're all getting dosed and no doubt tranquilized as well. And probably our immune systems are lowering all the time. Today I was watching spraying in the sky through the clouds. They were actually spraying into the clouds. And you could see the darker spray of the aircraft coming right through the clouds. It's like a knife. It's quite an interesting phenomenon to watch for those that bother to look up. Most people don't, as you well know. In fact, most people have no memory of what the sky looked like because they never looked up at all. And that's what shocks those who do, the ones who still have their abilities for self-preservation like any other creature on the planet. You always look around your environment. That's part of your survival instinct. Most people, you'll notice, don't have it. And that falls right in line with various books being put out there from guys who worked with MI6 and the United Nations to do with lowering our ability to think or reason for ourselves. Most people can't. They truly believe that whatever is worth knowing will be told to them by the media, as though the media was your next of kin. And only about a generation or two generations ago, no one trusted the media because they knew darn well that from ages past, it was all big magnets, political magnets, that owned the media. Nothing has changed. The only thing that's changed is they've convinced you that somehow they're there for you. They're your brother, they're your father, and they will tell you anything that's really important. So media has always been used for propaganda purposes. Read the books by Jax E. Lull. He goes into it in great detail, and he was a man who was an advisor to various big cheeses, as we say, at the United Nations. And talking about spraying, this was sent to me today. California has been getting sprayed by the orders of Mr. Schwarzenegger. And this is from newstarget.com. It's from October the 25th, 2007. This is from a herbal, I think it's a herbal outlet, a newspaper type thing. And the owner is Rami Nagel. It says here, News Target on September 9th, 2007, several planes hired by the State of California Food and Agricultural Department, flying at an altitude of approximately 500 feet, sprayed the untested biochemical checkmate over 30,000 citizens in Monterey and other surrounding areas. And I'll be back with more of this after the following messages.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about aerial spraying and all the other little tricks they're up to. We don't have to worry about the Russians or the Chinese or anyone else, since our own governments are all in cahoots together. We're under a global system, and the whole world's getting sprayed. However, sometimes they go overboard with one particular area and add some more chemicals to the mix. And this is from the Target, or newstarget.com, which is a herbalist organization, I think, in British Columbia or somewhere. And we got a report from California talking about September the 9th, 2007, several planes hired by the State of California Food and Agricultural Department, the CDFA, flying at an altitude of approximately 500 feet, sprayed the untested biochemical Checkmate OLR-F on over 30,000 citizens in Monterey and other surrounding cities in California. This occurred without the permission of the citizens. Well, of course it has, because who'd want to get sprayed? The spraying continued for 3 nights from approximately 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. So once again, it's night spraying. About 1,500 pounds of biochemical were dumped on the cities. Many citizens did not even know what had happened when the planes were buzzing overhead. Well, I believe that part. I think if the whole Air Force was going overhead, they wouldn't notice either, most of them. An 11-month-old child nearly died from breathing difficulties. 6-year-old child developed asthma, and maybe you got sick, nausea, dizziness, burning lungs, and muscle aches. That's a new one that's been coming out recently over the last 6 months, is this muscle ache from the heavy spraying we're all getting. So I don't even know if this was the actual drug they were using, that they've claimed to use in California, or just the one they're using everywhere else. And it says here, the excuse for aerial spraying is not a deadly disease carrying mosquito, but a moth whose larvae may eat some leaves off the plants called the light brown apple moth. The CDFA considers the moth an invasive species since it's from Australia. Yet, I like the doublespeak, yet evidence suggests that the moth has been in California for many years, living peaceably. In response to the moth, the CDFA set up relatively harmless sticky traps, which have captured nearly every light brown apple moth in the Northern California region. Governor Schwarzenegger is a strong supporter of the declared emergency. I love these emergencies. Everyone's in an emergency today. It's hype, an emergency, with the new scientists in their white coats being the priesthood, taking over from the old black-robed ones from previous days. This Schwarzenegger says the need to spray untested biochemicals in humans to stop the LBAM from destroying crops is vital. This aerial spraying violates several state laws, blah, blah, blah. And then they go through all the different laws. But what's interesting in this particular spray, it's a type of pheromone that's attached to whatever they're spraying, they claim, that interferes with the sexual reproduction of these particular moths. And what's even more funny is that this magazine here, this newstarget.com, that sells herbal stuff, has an ad on its right-hand side for the herbal variety of pheromones as well. And I always get a kick out of this, that whatever the regular pharmaceutical agencies do and come up with, whatever they come up with in science, the herbal industry's immediately got a counter for it as well. And they're both shouting that theirs is the better for you. And personally, I don't take any of them. You cannot, when it comes to your health and big business, the two things are incompatible, because everything ends up being business, and the whole idea in business is to sell. And they certainly do sell all of the stuff on both sides of the fence here, with tremendous persuasion and money and ads. And you need a lot of faith in either to come through and be fit. But they always say that your faith has made you whole. Perhaps your faith in the products does more than the actual products themselves. So anyway, there's the people in California being sprayed. And what's even more interesting is there were a couple of towns in California where Blackwater, this new private mercenary army, is to be based, and they put in a bid for this particular area around a town. And the town, even though it was accepted by the leaders of the town, the rest of the public were not happy with it, and they were going to change it with the next election that comes up there shortly, I think November. And lo and behold, the town just got wiped out by that fire that started. What a coincidence. I'm really amazed, because that's exactly what's happening on. We're under warfare. This is what's happening. We're all under warfare. The public have had war declared on them a long time ago. And even before the Second World War, and at the United Nations, and at the League of Nations, the precursor of the UN, they discussed all these possibilities of what war was. And they, strangely enough, these psychopaths at the top, came to the conclusion that it wasn't their fault that there were wars. It was the people's need for basic material goods that had them fighting each other. And they said that one day they may have to declare war on the general public and train them scientifically into a new system. Well, that's what's been happening. If you look especially at the U.S., they've been more open about it because they've had ongoing wars since World War II. Even when we hear the terms war on drugs, wars on poverty, wars on... this comes from presidents. They mean what they say. They're putting something into law. The big police armies that have been built up all across the Western world have been built up under the guise of fighting drugs primarily, which is the biggest joke of all, because the drug industry has been tied in forever with the secret services. And even prior to what we know as the secret services, the elite had their own in Britain, in fact, in the 1700s and 1800s. And when they flooded China with the opium and the opium wars, you found that even the agencies that worked for the diplomatic service for England were in charge of it and distribution of it. They haven't changed. They simply mutated into MI6 and special sections of MI6. The rest of them don't know. And the same in the CIA. And they flood the world with drugs. Marseille is where all heroin is processed, always has been processed. And if you look at all the riots they've had in France to do with immigration and all the rest of it, you'll never find that Marseille gets bothered. It's always nice and quiet there. Both sides make sure that it's nice and quiet because the drugs must go through. They made movies years ago about that, and it was called The French Connection. And there was The French Connection 1 and 2. They went into that in pretty good detail. It's very hard to get the second one today. It seems to have disappeared from most of the shelves. But that's a fact. Everyone knows it in the drug trade that the big boys at the top are involved in the pushing of drugs. And when you go into the writings of Huxley and others, and even prior to him, you'll find that Aleister Crowley, that was sent out from the regular Freemasonry to start up another branch to get the young ones and the teenagers, the rock industry into it, the music industry, the acting industry into their own branch of Freemasonry. They also coupled it with drugs, and that was his job, was to try and encourage people to try altered states. They've never stopped that trick today. They're still pushing the same thing, altered states of consciousness, because they decided that drugs would be one of the best ways to defeat the intelligence and the intellect of the general public. And unfortunately, the stuff that they've been pushing has worked on an awful lot. During the hippie era of the 60s, you'll find that most of the LSD that was first dumped in America and Canada and Britain and elsewhere was being thrown over university walls in garbage bags. There was garbage bags full of them from limousines, big limos. And these were made by the big drug industries to get the whole thing going. There's nothing better to do when you want to control people and do nefarious stuff to them, or take rights away, or change the society, or change the culture. You don't want them thinking too straight. You want them to be happy like children in a childish state, doing childish things. And that's exactly what they did. They were told to be happy, make peace, make love, not war, and just have a good old time to themselves. And we saw the effects of that through society. Now, Professor Carl Quigley said himself, the purpose of war primarily is to change society. Because all conflicting sides change, the societies change because government takes over so many roles. And that's what we've seen through all these wars. Wars on poverty, well, there's just as many poor, if not more, today. The UN claims there's more. And they say there's a growing gulf between the rich and the poor, and there has been for 25, 30 years. And it's getting bigger all the time. Let's go back to Freemasonry for a second here. You'll find that the Pope of Freemasonry, Mr. Pike, said himself, one of the tenets of their whole mission was to destroy private property and to destroy the family unit, as it was known. The Communist Manifesto took over from that and basically pushed on that too. And then we find out in recently declassified documents from MI6 and the CIA, they ran the culture industry in the Western world, including Britain and the US as well. They ran the left-wing movements. They funded the artists, the mainstream artists with their nihilistic paintings that drove a lot to suicide just looking at them. They were so awful. And they ran the whole culture industry. They pushed the certain types of entertainment. And I've no doubt, too, they also pushed the whole drug scene as well, because the culture that existed at that time, prior to the Cold War, and the culture we have today is are worlds apart. Not only worlds apart, we've ended up exactly where not only the Communist Manifesto wanted us to be, but where obviously those that funded the communist side altogether, because communism did not come from Russia. It didn't come from Karl Marx. It originated in London, and it was pushed and funded by the big bankers. They're in cahoots with what's called the establishment. And the establishment happens to be the old aristocracy that have run Britain for 1,000 years. their cousins also run all the other countries of Europe and are still well in control. Now I think I hear the music coming up. I'll be back after the following messages.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Through the matrix, just going through or cutting through some of the incredible things that have been happening in the last 50 odd years and how society has ended up exactly where people prophesied would end up, people 50 years ago, 100 years ago even, because they knew the agenda. And as Huxley and others have said, and Bertrand Russell, they could make the people go any direction they wanted to with scientific conditioning. And that's what we've had, scientific conditioning. One of the main things they had to do a long time ago was to get a standardized educational system so that everyone could be taught the same indoctrinations, because you take your reasoning from what you've been taught. You reason things out according to the data and you come to conclusions. But they knew back then that we worked just like computers. A computer has a language, and a computer has a certain logic, a process it must go through. And we work the same way. So by giving you little bits and bytes of information, you use your reason, and you will come to predetermined conclusions as you must. Therefore, when you give the same data to everyone under a standardized educational system, they'll all come to the same faulty conclusions, but they'll all think they're right because everyone else agrees with them. And that's how simple it is. They understood this long, long, long ago. Now, tests were even done in certain very quiet schools 100 years ago in parts of Europe, including England, by scientists, and they found they could rear children in an environment, a closed environment, and teach them whatever they wanted, and the people would believe it. The children would grow up believing it. If they told them the earth was flat outside, they'd believe it. If they told them they'd fall off the edge if they went outside the house or the planet, well, they'd believe that too. You can make people believe anything in a closed environment. The next part is to get the whole world into this closed environment, and you do it simply by giving them all the same type of education from kindergarten onwards. Now, Bertrand Russell, who was one of the biggest players we've had, that came out publicly with a lot of information, and who was all for it, of course. And he was an old aristocrat from a very, very old family in Britain. He was groomed for the diplomatic service, but he ended up being a type of philosopher and mathematician. He thought that through mathematics, they could literally rule the mind. It's interesting, we're going all the way to the brain chip, which works on the binary code, and you think this is all just coincidence. Well, Russell didn't dream it up himself. He worked for the Tavistock Institute, amongst other big institutions that had lots of data on humanity. We're the most studied species on the whole planet. And they knew they could pull this off step by step because our lives really are fairly short. And through foundations and institutions which can last for hundreds of years and have their own mandates, they knew they could simply carry it on intergenerationally, and the public who lived in between would never suspect they'd live and die, never knowing that their whole lives and the major events in them were actually planned that way. We take everything for granted. We think a fashion industry just spontaneously comes out with the latest gear and we wear it, and somehow it's ours. In fact, it's promoted that way. Back in the 60s, suddenly the blue jeans all became popular, pushed again because all the rock stars wore them. And it's quite amazing how we emulate what we're given. We become what we're given, in fact. They say that the perception becomes reality, and the advertising industry has taken over our reality for us. We're taught that you buy things because it's all to do with the material world. You buy things and they just make you happy. You have instant orgasms when you brush your teeth with this particular toothpaste or this brush. And, of course, it's all lies. Whatever problems we have can only be dealt with inside our own minds, not with what we get from outside. But the advertising industry is there to completely alter your perceptions and give you placebos, basically, very expensive placebos too. Russell said they'd have to take the advertising industry on board in this quest to dominate the minds of the public. And sure enough, they combined forces back in the 1940s and 50s. And here we are today. Most folk can't tell fact from fiction. And how they do it is they aim the next part of the culture at kindergarten. They take children that have been inducted this year, and they will give them certain little ideas. It's called predictive programming. Again, little stories they give them. And based with emotion, what would you think of a person who did this? Would you like them, despise you? Then they make you feel really bad and guilty. And then when that person grows up in 40 years' time, they'll change certain laws and rules, and the people will adapt to them very quickly. There will be no prejudice or whatever because they've been brainwashed since birth. And that's how simply it works. You have to get the speeches of Beria, who worked for the secret police of the NKVD back in the 1930s. And he gave speeches to the Comintern, International Communists Committees, open speeches that are published. And he talked in 1933, I think it was, about the ability at that time to upgrade the culture every 7 years through scientific indoctrination. In other words, put into the youngsters major possibilities of particular changes so that when they came along in their lifetime, they would think it was all natural. Now, I think there may be music coming along. I can hardly hear. And I'll be back after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Oops, I don't look like it's cutting through the matrix. And I was talking about Beria, the head of the secret police in the NKVD era of the Soviet Union, when he talked about the ability to literally indoctrinate and change culture and upgrade it every 7 years by intakes of 7 years between children intakes, basically, and how they could put new ideas, and therefore everything they'd experience in their life would be programmed from an early age, and the intake that would come the following year would be a little bit ahead of the last lot, and so on. And that's how you literally do it. And it's been done the same in the West as well. It never dawned on us that we were going through exactly the same process as the Soviet Union. And I used to wonder about that myself when I was young, because I thought, if this was a war, as they kept telling us, a war where science and technology would win, those with the best technology and weaponry would win, why would they have meetings between all your top scientists from the US and Britain and Europe and the Soviets every year? These would be the last people you'd put together, for goodness sake, supposedly, when spies were turned, as they say, and all of that kind of thing. Made no sense at all until you clued in and realized, no, this was a fake war where both sides were being taxed. One side was using mainly its muscle, the other side was using its money, but you were getting taxed to create high technologies in a wartime situation where no one really complained that's what wars are also for. You don't complain when you're, most of your labor's been taken back off you in taxes to keep you safe. And so they were using all of this money to do high technology and also funding big scientific institutions that studied human nature and psychology and behavioral psychology. And they were sharing all this information between the two sides at the top because, as I say, the war is really on the people, always has been on the people, and the people don't know it. And it's interesting, even in the movie to do with the Skull and Bones movie, I think it was called Bones, the first one they put out there, even showed you that they had a place called the War Room, and War Room was written on the wall. And that's what it's all about, because their job, supposedly, to all of us profane ones, all of us in the darkness, is to enlighten us. And if we can't be enlightened, then they must rule us like sheep and train us and use us too. They have no problem in using us. That's what the profane really are for, according to the higher Freemasons. Now, I think we've got Rick from California on the line. Are you there, Rick?
Sam, hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Alan. It's good to talk to you. The reason why I'm calling is because you mentioned the California fires, and I had to call in because I'm living in the area that's affected.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share a couple things about it. Can I do that?
Sure, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I was noticing there have been lots of protest flyers out in the preceding weeks about Blackwater, Stop Blackwater. And, you know, I didn't go out there because I don't have a vehicle, but it's in this little town called Potrero.
Yeah.
And then when the fire broke out, the first fire, it was on the border, it was on Potrero. And I kind of laughed, you know, and I said to people, I said, you know, it's kind of funny that the fire began right where Blackwater was supposed to be. It's probably a cheap way to clear the land. And I was, you know, and I was saying it.
Yeah.
And people just say to me, oh, you're being paranoid. And,
it's all coincidence, isn't it?
Yeah.
They live in coincidence theories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention that the fire is a full-on disaster area. I mean, there were thousands of people, upper-class people, being evacuated, and many people came to bring food and clothes to the stadium. It was just like New Orleans.
Yeah.
And the National Guard was here, and FEMA was here, and George Bush came, and Chertoff, Homeland Security, came to my city. And I find it also kind of funny that it happened right the next week after this top-off drill in Portland.
Yes,
and
another coincidence. Yeah.
You
know, in a court of law, this is what's interesting, taking it for granted that the guilty never admit they're guilty,
yeah.
You come to conclusions in a court of law by the preponderance of evidence. And everything stacks up every time against the authorities. And yet we still go around chewing the grass and not looking up. It's quite amazing how we've been trained not to use our own reasoning anymore. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and certainly if these coincidences always fall in favor of what they want, well, you know darn well they're doing it.
Yeah, I also want to mention that, of course, you know, that the news, they came out, they were looking through things to blame, and all of them are lower class. It could be the migrant workers burning fires. It could be a smoker throwing his cigarettes. And the first thing I thought was, oh, gee, I wonder what laws are going to come up with as a result of this fire.
Well, it's interesting that it was a Dr. Day years ago came out after being at top meetings, and he said that the agenda was to eventually get everyone out of the coastal areas, especially. They don't want people living around coastal areas in this New World Order. And they said they would use or rural areas, and they would use fires, and they'd burn them out. And that was back in the 1960s, I think it was.
Why coastal areas? I never heard that before. It's interesting.
Yeah.
No, why coastal areas?
Well, I think part of it is that coastal areas, people can jump into little boats and get away or do what they want or smuggle or survive, basically. And I think that's part of it. They want everyone. And I've no doubt, too, the elite eventually, one day with a much reduced population, want the worker bees all inside where they have the coast to themselves to go sunbathing and playing themselves.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much, Alan.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you. Have a
Thanks
nice day.
Thanks for calling in. Yeah, that's true enough. Look, the people, the residents there had petitions up, and they hoped they were actually raising up this new petition for the election that's coming in November. That, I guess it's a local election, to get them out and reverse this decision, and bang, within a week and a half, they're burned out their homes just like that, and Blackwater gets its way. And what gets me is I mean, Blackwater is going to be a new private army. Eventually, it'll blossom and be a world army. And they used to call the Blackwater the underground stream in the occult and masonry, and Rosicrucians called it that too. Water underground would appear black, you see. So they called it Blackwater, and it's the underground stream. And here they are using the very terms and all the rest of it, and the people, again, just go on chewing the cud. And accepting this, a mercenary army is going to be based in California. These guys are killers for hire. Killers for hire. That's their profession, is killing. Not handing out bread or pretending they're from the UN, and it's a lot of pretense there too, but actually killing for hire. And they have only one master, and that's their paymaster. And they're not responsible to any Geneva Convention or anyone else or any international laws, because they're private. They're privately owned. And that should get us all terrified that this is happening. And in days of old, they had the Praetorian Guard to go around Caesar to make sure that was their own henchmen. That was his private army that would stand by him through thick and thin. And yet here we have the same thing happening here. It's going to blossom onto a world scale, and we're all going to be booted around by private armies, just like these creeps in Star Wars, the faceless ones that you saw, the numerous numbers of them. They were just bodies for hire. That's what's coming here. And I always find it interesting in the U.S. that it was the first country that was openly Freemasonic from its very beginning. You might say from its foundation, and all of its insignia and emblems and so on, and a lot of the speeches of the Founding Fathers. And they said that they modeled it after ancient Rome, looked around at all the systems that pre-existed theirs, and they came up with Rome. Well, who on earth would want to emulate Rome that was an empire? And Rome lived off the backs of every country that it conquered. That's what it did. It was really a fascist-type state. And yet here they are with a private army. And so should we really be surprised? What is surprising, as always, to those that think, is that most folk don't think at all. They're not even concerned about it. I don't think much would concern most people, to be honest with you, anymore. They accept everything that comes along. And there's a lot more worse to come. There's no doubt about it. The whole agenda for the Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century, is all coming down. And if you look into even the map there, they have for Agenda 21 and all the areas will be rewilded and all the rest of it. Lo and behold, right where that fire was, there's Blackwater's military base right there on their map. Have a wee look into that. And that was done a long time ago. So nothing happens by chance. Nothing happens spontaneously. Everything that happens is planned that way at a major scale. And that's how you keep control of the world. That's how you guide the direction of the world. And here we are. We're living, we're going right through it. We find that 100 years ago, they wanted a vastly reduced population. How do you get it? Well, Russell and others talked about the problem of helping the people by inoculations and killing off diseases, and at the same time raising the population. It was counterproductive. And so Russell himself said the best thing they could hope for was another Black Plague, Black Death. And Malthus said that long before him. I'm sure these characters were all related, no doubt, or interbred, down through the ages. And they all had the same agenda. Well, look at the death rate today. It's skyrocketing. Everyone's coming down with cancers. The industry's gone from the shores of most of Europe. And there's less smoke. They're not burning coal fires like they used to. And yet lung cancer is going through the roof, even though about 80% less people smoke or have ever smoked than before. Start thinking we're being killed off gradually, and that's the best way to do it. By the elite's point of view, it doesn't cause panic with the people. And even young doctors now are coming on the news, and they've been taught that it's quite natural that one out of every two will get cancer, or even a few cancers, and die off with it. They're taught that's normal, where the doctors of 30, 40 years ago were taught about all the different kinds of cancers and how rare certain ones were, one in 10,000, 20, or 100,000. Now they're told the opposite. They're told pretty well one out of two is going to come down with cancer. And that's what you always do. You must brainwash those who only work on the people. They get the most indoctrination. That's why they're called doctors, indoctrination. And they've been doing it. That's the bad news. They have been bringing us all down. There's hardly a person today who has a complete immune system left. I'm sure that the inoculations they gave us when we were young, that was part of the agenda, was to help destroy the immune system so that eventually something simple that's released that we should be immune to or would have resistance to could probably kill us off quite easily. I can remember when the first so-called bubble boy came out, the first boy with a complete allergy syndrome back in the 60s, and that was a novelty then. And they showed it on television, BBC, and so on. He had to live in this huge bubble complex with filtered air and all the rest of it because he was immune. He was allergic to everything. That had never happened before. Now, what had changed over the years? Well, the inoculations had been stepped up, and the polio vaccine came out. And I'm positive the polio vaccine was the worst one that was ever given, because it's admitted to now there was over 100 monkey or simian viruses. They call them simians. That's why you have the Simpsons, the closest thing to it. And you have simian viruses, live simian viruses in every shot. And the simian 40 virus had one purpose. That's what scientists came up with that later looked at it. The one purpose that simian 40 virus had was to cause cancer. And who gave us this particular inoculation? The great Dr. Salk. What was the history of the great Dr. Salk? Dr. Salk was a top eugenicist in the Eugenicist Society for many, many years, who wrote about the necessity of culling off the population. So the wolf changed his clothing and became a hero, and he's still applauded today. We should start thinking for ourselves, and for those at least who still have the capacity and ability to do it, because we're being taken down pretty fast. And it's shocking to see how many injections and inoculations now babies are given. They're hitting them before their immune systems are even working. And that's why they end up not working so well after all. That's the bad news. And how easy it is to do it when you've trained the public. Once again, like Jax Ellul said, all entertainment is propaganda. Because along with the story, you're being propagandized. That's why most entertainment on television or in the movies is to do with detectives, the law, I wouldn't call them service, but the legal system, and also medicine. They elevated doctors up to the superhuman ranks of gods, and they're the new experts that run our lives. And people within one or two generations now believe everything they're told by doctors, as indeed the doctors do themselves, since they've had more indoctrination. But the facts stand out for themselves as well. And when something happens in life, since nothing evolves, I've never seen anything evolving in my life, since nothing happens by itself, then when something changed drastically within the human body, where it's the falling sperm count down 75% of what it was, an average Western male to the 1950s male, it doesn't happen by itself. And they discussed all these. They published their findings at the beginning of the 1900s, in the middle of the 1900s, and even today they published their little documents on reducing the population and what they'd have to do it. And lo and behold, if you start thinking about it, you realize that they actually have been doing it. I can remember when the political leader for the Quebec Party in Canada came down with the flesh-eating disease some years ago. A little quip in the Toronto Sun just happened to mention, and he lost a leg, I think, from it, Mr. Bouchard. The Toronto Sun had a little appendage onto the story, and it said that his Bouchard's wife and daughter both had minor flesh-eating disease symptoms on their upper arms. And I thought, well, where are the inoculation sites? Upper arms, on the thigh, or the buttocks? Where did Bouchard get it? In his leg. Which tells you that the upper politicians you see are always given injections for up-and-coming diseases, long before the public hear of them, and certainly even when they have antidotes, etc., the public will never ever hear of them. That's why they changed the laws in the Western world when Mr. Manning was in Canada, and they gave all politicians and their families coverage, complete coverage, under military hospitals in times of crisis. That would be excluded from the public. They wouldn't get in at all. And it all makes sense. Now, in every batch of inoculations, you always get one that's more virile than others, and someone will come down with the actual disease itself. And I think that's what happened to Mr. Bouchard. I'm pretty certain his family also had the injections, and that's why his wife and daughter both had symptoms of it in their upper arms. Again, simple detective work. That's how you work on things. You use your reasoning. Something that's in short supply today. So, yeah, I don't give you the good news, and I don't flog any antidotes to it either. I just tell you that the bad news as it is, and at least some of you who have children can perhaps make a decision as to whether to go ahead and have more and more injections. Never mind just the mercury. You have no idea what those injections really are. We'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back with Cutting Through the Matrix and just tidying up before the end of this talk. Talking about democracy as well. Democracy over 100 years ago was debated as to where it would go. because it would evolve. You see, they're talking about evolution. If they make it happen, it's called evolution. Everything does evolve in your laboratory or discussion group. That's where things are really evolved. And they talked about the evolution of democracy, and that democracy, since it deals with primarily large groups, like Jack Zielal talks about, then eventually the large groups would dominate and be the new type of government over the public. And if you didn't belong to a large group, you'd be voiceless, you'd have no say whatsoever. And lo and behold, that's what's happened. But what they didn't tell you was that the largest groups in the world would be the big fascist corporate groups, the new feudal overlords that Mr. Carl Quigley talked about, and he thought it was just wonderful. He was all for it. He being the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, which had helped to bring it all about. But that's happened already. We are run by CEOs of corporations under the guise of NGO groups, backed by the money as well from the big foundations. And these foundations were mentioned for the last 200 years in Masonic books written all along those periods, and boasting how they would take over and be the masters over the masters of the world through the takeover of money and power. But what they didn't mention at the time was they would use this term democracy, something they made for themselves, knowing that through time, step by step, like the old song goes, time is on my side, intergenerationally, they would become the only ones with voices loud enough to be heard by the governments. And they made sure of that because most of the people in government have been the CEOs of the same corporations and now lobby them. We're run by the big fascist elite. And it's interesting, as I said last week, or at least earlier this week, it's interesting that in the Congressional Hall, where presidents make their speeches, you'll see the two fasci, one on either side of the stage, the wall. It's on the wall, the bundle of rods covering the axe, an ancient symbol. The Romans adopted it, in fact, came from the Etruscans. And if you try to get a bundle of twigs together and break them over your knee, it's very difficult, but take them one at a time and they break. So the whole idea was that they'd all stand together. They'd be terribly cohesive. They'd always stand up for each other. The British used to call it closing ranks when one of their members was discovered playing with little boys or something. They close their ranks and keep quiet and all stand up for each other. Well, the fasci is a symbol in the US, and that's what we're under today. Fascism is alive and well. It never died. It was never conquered. It's always run the system. And it also has learned a lot from its counterpart that it created and funded from the beginning, called communism, the big laboratory, where they both worked together collecting data and making high-tech equipment that eventually would run all our lives via satellites and so on. That's where the technology for the chips all came from. The Cold War, they rush ahead and they go centuries ahead in a matter of 40, 50 years in technology because they have unlimited financing and personnel. Well, from Hamish and myself, up here in Ontario, Canada, on a rainy night, it's good night to me, your God, all your gods, go with you.